Tigers, Laura and Lily. Laura was the most powerful tiger in the family. She loved her only child, Lily, very much. She prepared things very well for Lily. In her view, Lily was often absent-minded. So she kept reminding Lily this and that. Remember to bring this book to school. Remember to practice piano at 2:30. Remember, Lily kept nodding every time. But gradually, she got fed up with Laura's constant reminders. Before Lily went to bed, Laura did not read her any bedtime story. Instead, once again, she reminded Lily about this and that. Lily was unhappy. "I just hope Mom would be quiet." And the next morning, Laura lost her voice. Now that Laura had become quiet and could not utter a word, Lily felt anxious. Initially, they believed it would be temporary. "Mom, you take some rest first. I have tidied up my school bag. I will bring my snack for the recess and..." Lily showed her initiative so that Laura didn't have to worry about her. Also, after returning home, Lily helped with the housework. Laura had never thought Lily could be that responsible and independent. Few days had gone by. Laura still could not speak. The doctors were at their wits' end. They didn't know how to help Laura. Lily regretted so much. "Now I know. All Mom's words just show her care." She curled in her bed, tears welling up in her eyes. "I want to hear her voice again." Just then, there was a crash of thunder. After a few seconds, Lily heard a knock and a familiar voice. "Hey, dear, are you all right?"
"Mom, is that you speaking?"
Lily opened the door and found Laura waiting there. Lily wiped off tears, giving her mom a big hug.
"Mom, I want to listen to your bedtime story."
"Sure, my dear," Lily